I just heard that Hollywood star George Clooney is in mourning for his beloved pot-bellied pig, Max.
I just think that's ridiculous. I mean, how can you fall in love with a pig?
Well, they're almost human pigs, aren't they? I mean, he lived with the 150-kilo animal for 18 years.
What human? It's a pig, you know. What human qualities do they have?
Well, you just look in their eyes. They're almost human. They've got sort of human expressions almost. I mean, they don't smile or anything, but you can see that there's some sort of intelligence there. Apparently, Clooney shared a bed with it.
Well, I think you should be reported to some sort. I mean, that's just ridiculous. You know, how can you... You can't take the living with a pet thing so far. I mean, you know, there's got to be some limits to, you know, where the pig lives and what you do.
Well, they make people happy, don't they? There's something to talk to. They may not respond, but, you know...
I think the whole thing of keeping pets is so unnatural. I mean, you know, what they do to them in order to live with them, you know, they're new to them, so they don't get all heated.
Well,
I just think that's unfair.
I mean, certain animals do breed, you know, quite
excessively.
Excessively, if they're not neutered. But I think they just teach people to care for others.
Well, you know, having babies is a better way of teaching people how to care for others, no? Sure. Or just looking after the people in your own environment, like the elderly people, your friends, your family.
Well, exactly. I mean, elderly people, their family have more or less gone elsewhere, so they need a pet to keep them company. They become part of the family, really.
Yeah. Anyway, have you seen my new pet snake? Don't get too close.
Right.